The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Chrissy Small and I have on the phone National Secretary of the Public Service Association, Fleur Fitzsimmons, and she's here in Nelson at the moment, I believe. Is that right, Fleur?
Yes, I am. Having a lovely time in sunny Nelson.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, let's hope the sun shines a bit longer. It's looking a bit dodgy out there at the moment. But so what brings you to Nelson?
Oh, really, Chrissy, I'm just here in Nelson to speak with PSA members at government departments and home support work and in our hospitals to really understand the true horror of what this government's agenda is for public and community services. And I've been hearing directly from workers about vacancies not being filled, about underfunding, putting huge pressure on staff, and also organisations which are really struggling to attract and retain workers because of things like this government cancelling pay equity claims. So it's really a good insight into the harm that this government is causing in cities like Nelson.
Yes, it's a terrible time, and I would imagine that with global events as well, that's not helping at all. You know, we've got the public health system under duress. We also have the firefighters up in arms at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. And look, we've been sending a message of solidarity with striking firefighters all over the country. They've been on strike for 30 days now because they're just failing to get proper recognition and an offer from this government. And I think we are seeing the implications of this government's agenda on public services all over the city. Just yesterday, there was a power outage at Nelson Hospital. It was 8 minutes long, but during that time, people were plunged into darkness. Some workers reported to us that they work in windowless rooms, and all of a sudden the lights went off and went dark. Now, we were lucky in that the generators in ICU and the high dependency unit and in operating theatres worked, but in the rest of the hospital, the generators did not kick in. Now, that's twice in 7 months that we've seen a power cut at Nelson Hospital. And our message to government is that in 2026, the people of Nelson deserve better than a power cut in our own public hospital. And what we need to see is Health New Zealand get to the bottom of what's going on, but we also need to see this government properly funding important infrastructure like our hospitals. This should never happen again.
Yes, it's that's a dire situation, isn't it, really? I mean, you know, nurses and doctors can't work in the dark.
That's right. It's pretty basic that you can have power operating in a hospital, and patients and the public and workers deserve to have the power operating. Mm. That's just not even getting to the other issues in our health system, like the huge number of vacancies and the real pressure that's been put on clinicians because of the dismissals of important people doing administrative and clerical work, IT, data and digital specialists. These are all having immense implications for frontline health workers who are now having to do more with less.
Mm. Now, you're a voice for many of these people, and I believe you've got about, 95,000 members? Mm. That's an incredible amount of members. You'd be the biggest union in the country, right?
Yeah, we are. And look, we've got members throughout New Zealand, but also in a wide range of occupational groups. So we represent disability and mental health support workers. We represent council workers. We represent mental health nurses, people who do absolutely critical work on our borders through the Ministry for Primary Industries, customs, but also people that work in government departments doing really critical work delivering public services in a politically neutral way for the government of the day. So really a lot of work in, you know, local communities right up through the whole country to really work that really makes our country function as a democracy. So we have people who work in Parliament supporting members of Parliament. Mm. We have a wide range of members, and really it's such a privilege and a responsibility to represent them in really important issues like making sure that vacancies are filled, making sure that they're paid fairly, and really setting up public and community services for success, because we know that New Zealanders rely on them.
Do you find the current government easy to work with? I mean, are they open to hearing your concerns?
Look, I can't fault them in terms of being open to listening. They will meet with us, they will engage with us, but the problem is it never turns into action, and their action is actually very harmful to workers. It's very harmful to community and public services. What we see from this government is a constant onslaught against working people. We saw it when they cancelled pay equity claims. They gutted the Equal Pay Act, but they didn't stop there. They then started attacking the Employment Relations Act. And if you think about what they did to Uber drivers in this country, it's an outrage. Uber drivers are exploited workers. They took their case, as you should do, to the Employment Court. The Employment Court found in their favour. They took their case to the Court of Appeal, again, found in their favour, found that they are employees. They went through the court system, and it was proven under New Zealand law that they should be treated as employees. That means they get minimum entitlements, basic things like sick leave, KiwiSaver, proper annual leave. But what did this government do? It pulled the rug out from under them. They changed the law so that all the arguments that Uber was making in the court process then became the law, even though they lost. So that's the extent to which this government will bend over backwards for corporates like Uber at the expense of Uber drivers, who actually deserve to have basic fundamental employment rights. And we're seeing it all over the world. Uber drivers are standing up against the gig economy and its exploitation of them to say we deserve better. And we had it here, the court process found in their favour, but the government simply changed the law from them. That just shows the extent they will go to deliver for their corporate mates at the expense of New Zealand workers. We've also seen it in changes to the Employment Relations Act, where they destroyed the remedies for unfair dismissals. So now New Zealand employers have a huge amount of power to dismiss workers and not really worry about being held to account for it. And they're not stopping there. The latest bill that Brooke Van Velden is going through Parliament is called the Employment Leave Bill. And what we know about that bill is that people who work variable hours, people who pick up extra shifts through overtime or penal rates or paid on a commission basis, will actually get paid less when they go on leave than they do now. So we're just saying this is completely unrealistic, it's not fair, and we have to oppose it because we have to draw a line under this government's appalling agenda when it comes to workers. And that's why we're running a very clear campaign at the election to change the government. And we're being very clear with our members and the public that New Zealand needs a change of government. We cannot cope with another 3 years of this coalition.
How do you feel about the massive amounts of donations that are coming in from some of our wealthiest Kiwis and newer Kiwis too? You know, I'm looking at Mr. Greenan, who owns NZME, or almost, is the biggest shareholder in that media company. How does that, I mean, is that our the way that we're going? Are we becoming a mini America? What are your thoughts?
It's deeply concerning. And what we can see from cases like Uber and some of the deals that the fishing industry have had is that you can buy your way to influence in this country. And that is a very concerning element for our democracy. What we need to see is a clear commitment from all parties not to take these big donations, to act in the interests of New Zealanders instead of in the interests of those funders. And things like state funding of political parties would actually be an excellent initiative at levelling the playing field and making sure that these corporates can't have undue influence. But I also hold on to the fact that on election day, November 7, every New Zealander gets a vote. We have power. We can change the government. We just need to make sure everyone we know is enrolled and everyone who is affected by the impact of this government's actions understands that change is possible, that we can vote for an alternative, and the importance really of voting this government out.
And people really do need to check that they're on the electoral roll. I've heard that some people have found they've been removed. So, yes.
Yes, it is absolutely critical that people make sure that they're on the election roll, and also that anyone in your family who perhaps hasn't been engaged before or has just turned 18 actually engages and makes sure that they are on the roll and that they do vote. Because this government is making it harder to enrol and vote close to the election. And so we really need to all make an effort to make sure that every single person we know, all our kids' friends, family, are all enrolled and can vote come election day, because it's going to be a very close and important election.
Thanks so much, Fleur, for your time today.
It's a pleasure. Lovely to speak with you.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.